A city skyline from across a river. Text, Hallmark Channel presents Bottled with Love. A sign reads Boston Harbor Rowing Club. Two women approach.
Oh, I used to wear them to church.
I could see that.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, how I love a wedding.
Mary Abigail, I can't believe you brought work with you to a wedding.
I didn't. I'd like to be prepared, so I... It doesn't matter. Okay. Listen, I told Scott that I would meet him out here, so okay. Let's get you seated. Hi, I'm Abby, and this is my Aunt Frances.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And there's going to be three of us on the groom's side, so if you could just get her seated somewhere on an aisle, maybe like 4 to 6 rows from the front.
And not behind someone with a big hat.
Okay. Oh. See you in there.
Aunt Frances is led away.
Sorry.
Abby walks and looks around outside. She walks away from the venue, opens her purse, and digs around in it. She pulls out her phone and looks at it standing next to the water. She looks at a new text, "I'm so sorry." She types, "I don't understand." New text, "I can't be with someone who never lets me in. I'm sorry." She puts the phone, looks at it again. Inside the rowing club, two men talk and drink champagne. A few people are dancing on the dance floor. Abby sits at a table with Aunt Frances. She leans her head on her hand and watches people dance. Abby sits with her head in both hands. Aunt Frances walks back from the dance floor.
My wish is for each one of you to find the love and happiness that we found today. A toast to love. To love.
They clink glasses.
Wherever you are.
Aunt Frances stands next to Abby at a small table.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, it's his loss.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, but I'm the common denominator in all of these breakups. I'm the one that's too cold and too closed off and too judgmental.
Or too critical of herself.
Yes, thank you. You can add that to the list.
That's not what I mean. I mean, you've always been so hard on yourself. I mean, have you ever looked in the mirror and say, "Hey, Abby, you're great"?
No.
Well, you should. In fact, I think you should do what your father always did when he was feeling discouraged.
What?
When he and I were kids, he got into the habit of writing himself pep talk letters.
My dad?
Yeah, pep talk letters. Letter listing all the things that he liked about himself. Things that he knew the right person would appreciate about him when he fell in love.
My dad did this?
Yeah. You seem surprised.
I am. He doesn't seem like the romantic type.
Do you have paper in that office you brought?
Yeah. Yes.
Lifts huge purse.
Yeah. Why?
Just give it to me. I want you to write a letter. Open up your heart. Just be vulnerable. Now, don't be nervous about it. It's just you and a piece of paper. Just don't think about it.
I don't,
Mary
Abigail. No.
Just don't think about it. Just write to the universe or to your love, who is out there somewhere. Just write about your passions, your dreams, who you are, who you want. Just let it all pour out. And then I want you to take that letter and I want you to...
Empties out a bottle.
Put it in this bottle. And then I want you to throw that bottle out in the water.
Oh,
yeah. I want you to throw your whole heart out into the world. Oh, I know it's symbolic, but it'll be very, very good for you. Very good.
Abby stares. Abby holds the notepad and walks slowly through the club. She stops and looks around. She walks outside and sits at a small table facing the river with the cityscape on the other side. She opens her notepad and writes,
"Dear love, somewhere out there."
Puts her pen down.
This is so silly.
She closes her eyes for a while and then looks up. She stares straight ahead, motionless.
Do you ever feel unknown? Like everyone has already labeled you and filed you away as complete without giving you the chance to learn and grow? I have a big heart. I feel so much, but I've never known how to show it. I'm loyal and trustworthy. I have a deep conscience. I stole a pack of gum once in the second grade and I couldn't sleep for a week. I'm a good listener. I'm great at my job and I love pancakes. Pancakes will make me happy any time.
She pauses in her writing and looks up, and then writes some more.
But mostly, I want something real. I have the depth to walk through real life struggle and come out the other side, and I'm looking for someone like that too. Flawed, but open. Impossible to label and file away. I think we all deserve that, don't we? I'm willing to take the risk. Come find me.
She looks to the left and right and then closes her eyes. She rolls the letter up into a tube shape. She twists the tube tight with her hands and inserts it into the glass bottle. She pulls the lid up from the side and seals the top. Pushes it down tight with both hands. She picks up the bottle and holds it, slowly walks over to a railing along the river. She stands, looking out, and holds the bottle upside down, gripping the neck.
This is ridiculous. Technically, I'm about to pollute.
She looks to the left and the right, pauses, smiles, and throws the bottle heard with her right arm. It somersaults through the air, sun shining through it, and splashes in the water, and floats on the surface. Rippled waves spread out from it. Abby looks at the bottle and smiles. A modern cement and glass office building, sign, Everson Valley Farms.
Morning.
Abby. Abby.
Hi.
Hi. Supposedly, Everson's going public.
Really?
Yeah. So now's your chance to impress Mr. Everson and get that big promotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Abby. Hi.
Hi.
Elaine mentioned you went to a wedding at the Rowing Club on the weekend, and we would love your thoughts, please.
There was a mix-up at our original venue, and we need to find a replacement as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, let's see. Rowing Club. Food was spectacular. Views were amazing. The staff was well-trained. Everything seemed really organized. Decor was amazing. I think it gets a big thumbs up, Sophie. Ugh,
fantastic. I'm going to call them.
Yeah, sure. See you.
Abby carries her coffee into her office.
So,
how'd it go? Introducing Scott to Aaron Francis?
It didn't. He broke up with me instead.
What?
Yeah, I was a mess for the whole wedding. And, somehow, my Aunt Francis convinced me to write a letter to love.
Oh!
And then, put it into a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I threw it out to sea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just give me a minute to wrap my head around that. I blame the whole thing on Aunt Frances and champagne. But I have to say, you know me. I mean, I don't like open up a lot.
Ever. I mean, a lot. Right, yeah.
It did feel really good to be that open.
Sounds like you had a few things bottled up there.
Oh, jeez.
She takes a sip of coffee.
Well, it's all up there now.
In the bottom of Boston Harbor.
Where it shall remain.
Caption, 3 months later.
I've made a ranking of all of our possible acquisitions.
The green tab is all the players and breakdowns.
Nice work, Abby.
Thank you. The blue tab is the schedule of all the meetings.
Okay. Did we just say meetings?
I'm giving Abby the job of adding another moneymaker to our portfolio before we go public.
Oh, fine. But you are under strict orders from your doctor to cut your schedule in half. I'm sorry, Abby. I know it would be helpful to have Dad with you in some of those meetings, but he just can't do it.
Sophie's right.
I understand. I would go with you, but between two product launches and the wedding, I'm so slammed.
No, don't worry about it. You know, I know we don't have a lot of time, but we have some great companies lined up. I can do this.
Thanks, Abby. I'm gonna take a look at that schedule, see what I can make.
I would love that. It always helps to have an Everson in the room.
Sophie walks out.
You know, that Abby really is impressive.
I agree.
She's structured, focused.
Would be a good influence on your son.
He's floundering. He is not focused. Is it wrong for me to want him to have some stability, some roots?
Oh, of course not. But that would involve getting him back here.
Mm-hmm. He worked here for 2 years. He did a terrific job. Then one day, I get a postcard from a salmon boat in Alaska. And he said he couldn't work in an office anymore. It wasn't him.
Dad, you can't exactly fault him. He makes his own money. He sublets his place when he's out of town. And he has never once asked you for a single thing.
He's not in his 20s anymore. I was hoping he'd get whatever it was out of his system by now.
Ugh.
Dad, I can't make a single one of these meetings.
It'd be nice to have Nick back.
You know, maybe there is a way we can get him back here.
He'd never go for it. Every time I broach the subject, he bristles.
Yes, but that is always you wanting him back here full time, which is this big, daunting commitment. What if it was just something for the short term?
Something just so he could get his foot back in the door? See if he might like it again?
Imagine that.
The sun sets along a forested coastline. The note in a bottle is washed up on the shore in shallow water. A man wearing hiking boots picks up the bottle and examines it.
Who pollutes nowadays?
He puts the bottle in his bag. He walks along the sandy beach and talks.
So, how you doing?
Well, if you walked into my office right now, you would think I was a wedding planner, not an executive VP at Everson. But aside from that, I'm great. Kevin and I are really excited about the wedding, and I just emailed you the schedule. But I'd sure love to see you before then.
I'll be there for the wedding and everything related. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
So, Dad's about to call and ask you something, and I want you to say yes. I am invoking full bridal privilege.
As long as it has nothing to do with me coming back there to work. I already had that argument with him enough times. I'm not having it again.
It's not what you think. It's just a short-term project. No strings attached.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that.
The company's going public, and Dad wants to make a big splash.
That sounds like Dad.
Well, he's gotten it in his head to add this new acquisition to the portfolio, and it would really help to have an extra Everson around helping out.
So,
Nick, you know the business. And it would give you a chance to get to know Kevin better.
He throws his head back, leans forward, and shuts his eyes.
Okay, all right.
Ah!
I guess I'm coming back to Boston.
Oh, this is going to be so great, and it's just until the wedding.
All right, okay. Well, I love you.
Love you too.
They both hang up.
Okay.
Nick walks through his trailer and picks up a large suitcase. He sets it on the counter and opens it. He looks at his ringing phone.
Dad.
Nick.
Hey. How are ya?
The bottle, which was on a shelf, falls into his open suitcase. From above, we see the skyscrapers of downtown Boston with a marina in the foreground. Abby does an up-dog yoga position on a mat in her house. Text message, Mr. Everson wants to see you, 10 a.m. Monday morning. Nick sighs and walks in with his luggage. He puts his suitcase down and closes the door, continues walking through the house. Message, your dad wants to see you at 10 a.m. tomorrow in his office.
Great.
Nick opens a closet with identical shirts and jackets.
Here we go again.
Sign, 7th, Everson Valley Farms.
Sue, can you tell Nick we're waiting for him?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great seeing you as well. We'll continue in a minute. Hey, guys. Morning, Nick. Coffee upgrade, huh? Look at that.
Nick walks in with coffee.
There he is. There he is. How you doing, Nick? Good to see you, Dad.
You.
Yeah.
Hi, Abby Lawrence.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hi, Nick. Everson.
They shake hands and she sits down.
You're late, Nick.
Oh, yeah, Dad, you had no coffee mugs. All I could find was this. It's like a preschooler's art project.
That pottery class was a gift from my secret Santa.
No, just keep working on it.
I've asked Nick here to come and help you with the acquisition.
Help me, how?
With so much work tied up in this and me being less available. Plus, wasn't it you who said it? You can never hurt to have an Everson in the room.
You said that?
I did say that. I did say that. So what company did you come from?
I was in Brazil, Alaska, Peru.
Oh, is there a particular acquisitions company that you worked for? Or?
A tuna trawler.
Oh. Yes, that should be very helpful.
Nick, Abby is our top analyst in acquisition. Race. She has incredible taste. Laser focus. I think you can learn a lot from her.
Abby glances at him sideways.
I think this is really going to work.
She smiles slightly and looks down. Nick looks at her. A row of street lamps in downtown Boston. Abby chops celery.
I don't get it. I don't need help. When was the last time I asked for help on anything?
That would be never, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly. And when I said it would be nice to have an Everson in the room, I meant Mr. Everson, or Sophie. He's the one that you never see. He's the Everson that you hear about never showing up for holidays. He's not even going to take this seriously.
No, maybe he'll surprise you.
Oh, he's going to slow me down.
Like it or not, it looks like you're going to have to try to make the best of this, Mary Abigail.
I hate it when you call me that.
Sorry.
You're right. I mean, I have a promotion coming up. I have to find a way to make it work. I'm going to set the tone right away.
Aunt Frances closes her eyes and sighs. Abby sits in a chair, opens her laptop, and begins to type.
Dear Nick, attached you'll find the research files concerning our meeting tomorrow with Cat and Charlie of Cat and Charlie's Ice Cream. Please read all files.
She sends it.
This is my newest beer creation.
Ooh. Ranking out of 5 or 10?
10, come on.
Okay.
She smells the beer and tastes it.
Uh-huh.
This is the best yet. This is an 8.5, for sure.
Ooh. I think I'm gonna retire.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
And move home. Make beer.
That's a great idea. Oh, yeah, very great idea. Hey, listen. So, Abby Lawrence, I don't think she's exactly thrilled about me being here. How well do you know her?
Very well. She's great.
Okay, well, you know that I'm pretty good at reading people, and I think that I know exactly who she is. Controlling and a nitpicker.
What does that make me then?
He smiles at her.
Okay, she is a professional and she is smart and we are very lucky to have her.
Okay, you're entitled to your own opinion. Oh, look at this. This is her right here. Dear Nick, attached you'll find the research sending me a ridiculous amount of files. If we're to work together, I expect you to be fully prepared and up to speed. I expect you. What am I? 12?
Nick, give her a chance, okay? Dad is thrilled you're here, and I think this is gonna be good for you.
So, I hate to say this, but when we're through, I'm going back.
Takes a bite of pizza.
Well, brother, I'm just glad you're here, even if it's for a little while.
Cheers. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Nick drops a pile of paperwork next to a framed snapshot of Nick and Sophie. He starts to unpack his suitcase. He finds the note in a bottle under some clothes. He picks up the bottle and rotates it.
How'd you get in there?
He turns the bottle around and unhooks the stopper. He takes the rolled note out of the bottle and holds it in one hand. He slowly unrolls the note so he can read it. He flattens it out with both hands.
Dear love, somewhere out there, do you ever feel unknown? Like everyone has already labeled you and filed you away as complete without giving you the chance to learn and grow? I have a big heart. I feel so much, but I've never known how to show it. So it always seems like I don't have a voice, like I'm not here. But I am here. I'm loyal and trustworthy. I have a deep conscience. I stole a pack of gum once in the second grade and I couldn't sleep for a week. I'm a good listener. I'm great at my job. I do a mean impersonation of a trumpet and I love pancakes. Like, pancakes will make me happy anytime.
Yes, I want all the romance of travel and stargazing, night swimming. That's nice.
I have the depth to walk through a real life struggle and come out the other side. And I'm looking for someone like that too. Flawed, but open. Impossible to label and file away. I'm willing to take the risk. Come find me.
MLBeantown@yahoo.com. MLBeantown. Beantown.
He picks up the note.
She's here? In Boston?
He just couldn't tell a good joke.
Like he always missed the punchline?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's probably Nick Everson complaining about the amount of work I sent him.
Real traveler. Your message in a bottle. Oh, no. Someone found my letter.
Aunt Frances gasps. Abby turns around to look at her, both shocked.
A complete stranger found my message in a bottle and just emailed me.
What?
You started this.
Yeah, but just don't stand there. This is exciting. Open it.
Okay.
She hugs her laptop.
Dear ML Beantown, I'm writing to tell you that I found your message in a bottle. You put your heart into this letter, and I want you to know that both the letter and the sentiments inside are safe with me.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
That's kind of nice. If you're interested in exchanging a bottle for the far more conventional method of an online chat, I'm here and intrigued.
Oh, this is exciting. What are you waiting for? Write him back. Yes.
I'm not going to write anything. That could be anybody.
Yes, it could, but it also could be a somebody. And I'm going to leave you to it.
Aunt Frances leaves the kitchen. Abby stands on the other side of the room and takes a sip of wine. She crosses her arms in front of her. She sits in bed and opens her laptop. Begins to type.
Dear real traveler, thank you for letting me know that my letter is safe. I'm a bit embarrassed. I have to tell you, the letter was written after a weak moment at a wedding.
She bites her lip and sends the email. Scratches the back of her head. Nick looks at his phone with a new email alert. He sits down on the bed to read it. He smiles and puts a hand to his mouth.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. I've had one or two of those myself.
Wait, I'm a guy. I'm supposed to be tough. Was I supposed to admit that?
Oh. Okay, you're a guy. Noted.
I found your openness refreshing.
Oh. That's nice of you to say. Would have been easy to be judgmental or critical. There's a lot of people out there like that.
Ooh, you can say that again.
Nick texts.
ML Beantown, can I go ahead and ask, have you found someone yet?
Abby frowns and wrings her hands in front of her chest. She quickly shuts the laptop and puts it aside. She lies on her side and leans her head on her hand. She turns off the light on the nightstand.
What do you mean you didn't write him back?
It's a very personal question.
The man already knows your most personal thoughts because you put them into a bottle and threw them into the sea.
I know. But, you know, statistically, this is a person who found a bottle. So he's probably just like a 90-year-old ex-convict from Poughkeepsie.
Forget statistics. I mean, something exciting just happened to you. Somebody found your message and contacted you. Please don't shut it down. Just play it out.
Okay. All right, I'm writing back.
Well, you just made some 90-year-old ex-convict in Poughkeepsie very happy. I love this side of you.
She looks up and smiles.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. We're supposed to be at Cat and Charlie's in 30 minutes. I'm kind of surprised I have to come remind you.
You didn't. I told you the meeting's an hour earlier than it is because you were late yesterday and I didn't want to take any chances.
Well, that's fun. Is every meeting going to be like that?
He follows her.
So Cat and Charlie's has a lot of potential. They're a good fit for the Everson brand. The problem is they're a relatively new business, so there's not a long history of sales to bank on. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Nick is distracted by the email.
And not a long history of sales to bank on.
Did you read the files I sent you?
Enough of them? Oh, come on. Not a person in the world could have read through all the files you sent in one night.
Follow my lead.
He mocks her.
Follow my lead. This is amazing what you guys have built here. Did you know that you were going to get into ice cream when you met each other?
To tell you the truth, we were just a couple of grad students having fun. Suddenly, our crazy flavors caught on, and the whole thing just took off. We were surprised as anyone by how it grew. Don't get us wrong, we have had a blast in the last few years, but neither one of us planned on spending our lives in the ice cream business, so right this way.
Wow, look at this.
The financial records that you asked for are all in here.
Thank you.
And here are some of our top sellers for you to try.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. Looks terrific.
Well, we will leave you to it. And if you have any questions, we will be at an employee event in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's try some ice cream.
No, we're not here to try ice cream. We're here to work.
You're not going to try the product of the company you might acquire? What if you don't like it?
It doesn't matter if I like it. It matters if other people like it. Sales, past sales, projected sales, operating costs.
Why don't we take a walk around? Meet some employees. Get to know the place, you know, get a feel.
Okay, I think we probably have very different ways of going about this. So why don't you assess the company the way that you want to, and I will assess the company the right way.
Nick stares at her and makes a face as she walks off.
Right way.
Abby goes through figures in a binder.
All right, yeah, this is fun, guys. Do you do this all the time? This is great. Okay, up next. Green tea, wasabi, swirl.
One of the owners hands Nick a small jar of green ice cream. Nick holds it and looks at it.
You know how I feel about this one?
He takes a bite from a tiny spoon. He swishes it around in his mouth and exhales forcefully.
We need some water.
Yeah, thank you.
He grabs a cup of water and washes the ice cream down, takes a few swallows.
Wow, that one has a big kick to it. Okay, moving on. Strawberry bourbon blast.
She hands Nick a small jar of pink ice cream. He stands in front of the group and smiles and takes a bite from the tiny spoon.
Oh, right, yeah, it's a Mardi Gras in my mouth.
The winner of the $500 gift card and a limited run of their flavor put in production next month is Strawberry Bourbon Blast.
One of the employees, Dana, smiles and walks forward.
Way to go. Congratulations.
Let's hear for our guest, John.
Judging from what I saw, Cat and Charlie's is too risky. Their books show major shift in earnings over the last quarter.
Their financial projections for next year are way off.
Judging from what I saw, they're inventive, fun, they have a great product, and it's a company that Everson Valley Farms can really take places.
I like the idea of bringing a youthful element to the brand.
Mr. Everson, my mission is to find you a moneymaker, a company that makes this place as strong as possible before we go public.
They have
this isn't it.
A delicious product. That matters. She didn't even taste it.
Books don't lie.
Nothing great comes without a little risk.
All right. This is not a competition. You both make valid points. Cat and Charlie seems like a company to track, but for right now, let's put it on the back burner and keep looking. We need a real game changer for our portfolio that'll take us to the next level. And we don't have the luxury of time here. You two need to get on the same page. Fast.
He looks at Nick and Abby. She looks down. Abby walks into her restaurant.
Hi, I'm just meeting a friend. Oh, thanks.
She walks in and sits down with Elaine.
Looks like the weekend came just in time. You look exhausted.
Yeah, I am, because I'm working with someone who's exhausting. Yeah, let's buy a kitschy little ice cream shop, and then guess who's left holding the bag when it doesn't work out?
So the search continues, I assume.
I just feel like I got thrown a real curveball.
In fact,
gotta nip this in the bud.
Anything from Real Traveler?
No, not yet. It's probably for the best. There.
Nick sips a beer.
Attached is all the data from Monday's meeting with Harbor Coffee Works. Please read all the files. You gotta be kidding me.
He takes another sip of beer.
You're relentless. Why am I even here?
Nick leans over and puts both hands on the counter. He picks up the letter from the bottle and reads through it again. He tosses it to the side and looks at his phone.
Want to chat?
Abby looks at the message on her phone. The lights glow in the windows of a brick building.
How was my day? Better already.
She sends the message and sighs.
Ugh, I have to. Real Traveler. I've told you that I'm single.
May I assume that if you're writing me, you are too?
Yes, I am single. And in case you were wondering, I'm 36.
Abby throws her head back and sighs. She smiles and wiggles her shoulders.
He's 36. She's 36. Well, this just got interesting. What are the odds? Me too.
Nick looks at his messages and sips his drink.
I know we're not sharing too much about our location or identities yet, but I have to ask.
She straightens some items.
Where did you find my letter? I'm dying to know.
Nick types on his phone.
On a beach in Maine.
Oh, go figure.
Why don't you tell me more about yourself? I just want to hear more about you.
Me too. You first.
I don't know where to start. I guess you could say I'm someone who hasn't quite figured out where home is yet.
Home is Boston. My parents had me when they were older, though, and now they're retired and living on the other side of the country, which I hate. Makes me feel really lonely sometimes. But I'm lucky. I have an aunt here in town, and I absolutely cherish her. I have always wondered what it would be like to have a sister. I know I would have loved it.
I got lucky. I have one, and she's a gem.
What's been your favorite trip?
Fly fishing in Patagonia. You?
The aunt I told you about, she took me to Paris for a week after I graduated from high school. I'll never forget it.
Checkmate!
I can knit. My mom taught me. I'm crazy about dogs. Kills me not to have one. But it doesn't make sense for me to have one right now.
I get it. I can't wait to have one. And I want it to be an older dog. When I see those faces at a shelter, the ones with the sprays of white on their muzzles, they're so beautiful. You just know they have a story to tell and you can see how much they would love to be loved again.
I can't believe it's Sunday night already.
Talking to you has made the weekend fly right by.
Honestly, the idea of going to work tomorrow doesn't exactly thrill me. The project I'm working on, well, there's a coworker I'm having trouble with. Real know-it-all.
Mm.
Incredibly stubborn.
I know the type.
But if I were to be truly honest, my problem isn't with my coworker, it's with my boss. I want him to know how much I respect him. We just see things differently.
She takes her glasses off and puts them back on.
I can give advice, but I'm afraid it's going to be blunt.
Give it to me.
At the end of the day, you're there to do the job at hand. Are you getting it done? Ooh. Ask yourself, have you really given it your all? If you have, then unfortunately, there's nothing more that you can do, really. But if not, then that's on you. So, real traveler, which is...
Nick frowns and looks at the screen.
So we just went back and forth all weekend, and he's so easy to talk to. I just feel like I can open up to him, you know?
See? Good things happen when you're willing to go for it.
Nick looks at a document.
Well, I like the look of this.
Oh. Settling in. Actually got some advice from a friend over the weekend, and I'm taking it.
Huh.
It was someone I met, actually.
What? You met someone? We have to tell me.
No. It's too early to even say anything yet. We're just emailing, online chats, you know.
Shocking. You're using the internet.
I know how to use the internet. Haven't been living in the woods that long.
It's been a while.
Sis, we had this instant connection. She's open, she's engaging, she's passionate about things.
I like the sound of her already.
I actually stayed up half the night working on this Harbor Coffee Works meeting, and today, Abby Lawrence isn't gonna know what hit her. Yeah, I'm even early.
You are, actually.
Speaking of which, have you seen her? I'm supposed to meet her in the lobby.
Abby stands outside and sighs. Nick runs over.
Hey, yeah. I swear, I was on time. I've been here for hours, actually. But I was in the office.
Oh, well, on time usually means being in the agreed upon spot, not just in the building. Just tell me you're ready. Harbor Coffee Works is exactly the kind of company we're looking for.
Oh, yeah, started small, steady growth, great numbers. They source their beans exclusively from a farm in Indonesia that grows in volcanic soil.
I'm impressed. You actually did do your research, but we're not the only game in town, and we have to convince Dan Tucker to sell to us.
No problem. I will follow your lead. We'll go straight, right? The car's over here.
A sign over a shop reads Harbor Coffee Works.
Thanks, Dan.
You got her.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Harbor Coffee Works is built off my impeccable taste and good judgment. I don't plan on letting it go too easily. After last week's article in the Globe, naming us hands down the best coffee in Boston, let's just say there's been a lot of interest.
As well there should be, but I would like to point out that this meeting has been on the books for the last 3 months. We saw what you had here well before that article came out.
You did. I like that. But why should I sell over to Everson so easily and so early on? Why don't I just sit back and wait for the highest bidder?
You mind if I take this one, Abby? Thank you. Stan, I did my research, and I know this all started with you pushing a coffee cart around a mall with your best friend, Bernie Cranford. And I also know that Bernie took the investor that you found, along with your original blend, and he started Bernie's Brews. But that didn't stop you.
No. Oh, I started over again on my own. I developed a new blend, a better blend than I built all this. And now, Harbor Coffee Works is Bernie's Brew's number one competitor in the Northeast.
That's and we can right. make you go national. Fast. Our Aunt Betsy's breakfast boutiques are opening up in every major city across the country. Picture Bernie's face when he gets off an airplane in California and he sees Aunt Betsy's breakfast boutiques, now featuring Boston's Harbor Coffee Works.
Keep talking.
You can sit here and wait for offer after offer because you've created something special, Stan. Or you can join the Everson Valley Farms family and have the future of Harbor Coffee Works start now.
Stan nods and watches them. Abby smiles at him. Stan looks from one to the other.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, Stan. Wow, this is going to be the best decision that you have ever made.
Yeah, I hope so.
I can't help but notice. It's a great photo.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Who doesn't like an ugly sweater party, huh?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Stan frowns and looks at Nick. Nick pulls his head back and frowns back.
He's kidding.
No, I meant, yeah, no, it was
terrible
taste. Awfully, it looks like an awfully bad, expensive sweater. It was just a, looks very fancy. It's like a very fancy sweater.
What you do.
She's got beautiful long hair, too.
This meeting is over.
Stan picks up his phone and walks away. Hangs up phone.
That was Stan Tucker. The offer is officially declined.
Sir, Stan is a temperamental man, and I think that if we give him a little time, we could circle back.
We don't have time to circle back. The Harbor Coffee Works deal is dead.
How could I have known that his wife had such bad taste? I'm sorry.
I don't understand. You know how to do this, Nick.
Sir, actually, Nick gave it.
You don't need to explain, Abby. Maybe my expectations were too high.
Earl walks away, leaving Nick standing and staring. He looks down.
Let's start over. We really don't know anything about each other, except that I can see you have some tension with your father.
Yeah, he wants me to follow in his footsteps. It's great for Soph. She loves it.
But it's not you?
The Everson Valley Farms that I fell in love with, it wasn't a corporation. It was my grandfather's farm. The only place I'd spend my summers working outside with my hands.
Yeah.
I just don't speak his language like you and Soph.
I wish I had what you have. You could just walk into a room and be spontaneous. And you're so open. I don't like to be spontaneous. I don't know how.
Never would have guessed that.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Nick takes a flyer handed to him.
Thank you.
He looks at the flyer.
You want to be spontaneous right now? Come on.
They walk in the other direction.
Dogs. An instant mood changer.
If you could take one of these home today, which one would you take?
Hello.
Nick looks around at the dogs.
I think I'd take
this one home right here. Hey,
yeah,
buddy.
You take an old dog.
Yeah, I think everybody deserves a second chance. Don't you?
Nick looks up at Abby. He stands up next to her.
You know, at first I felt forced into this, but helping grow the family business, it's important to me. You know, I think if we're gonna do this, let's go big. Let's do it right.
I have an idea. Willmore Estates, it's a cidery, orchard, and inn with huge possibilities for expansion. And the owner, George Willmore, is notorious for refusing to sell, which is why I took it off the list, because we just don't have enough time, and I was trying to be conservative. But I have to be honest, I've had my eye on this place for years.
This place looks incredible.
I know, it's the ultimate get, but we have to rearrange our whole schedule with all the other prospects, but you're inspiring me. I think we should go big.
Let's go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
They do a high five.
So, here is a list of all the other companies we have meetings with.
She writes cancel over the list and tears it up.
You call them, and I'll call the Willmore Estates.
Done.
Abby smiles at him as he walks out of the office. She sits down and contemplates, watches Nick as he walks by. Nick walks down the hall to his office.
Hey, you're looking upbeat. I thought the meeting at Harbor Coffee Works went badly.
Oh, it did. It tanked. But we got our heads back in the game, and now we're going after something big. Which makes me think, why not go big in other areas of my life, too?
Huh. Like with Willmore Internet?
Maybe.
Nick sits down in his office. He smiles and sits back in his chair. He looks at his laptop for a few seconds and then reaches over to type a message.
Hi, this is Abby Lawrence. I'm calling from Everson Farms, and I'd like to make an appointment with George Willmore. Yes, I can hold.
Abby sees the email alert as she's waiting on the phone. Dear ML Beantown, there's something that's been on my mind.
The project I've been working on is here in Boston.
Should we meet?
Abby's mouth opens and she lowers the phone.
This whole time, he has been here in Boston.
That's good.
I guess. I mean, it's kind of weird. I've been imagining this guy I've been getting to know is great, and he lives in Maine. So much easier to open up to somebody who's far away. It's like...
You know, it's safe.
Yeah.
Bit of a fantasy. Oh, trust me, sweetheart. This is better. This is exciting. This is real.
You know, is what I want.
Aunt Frances smiles and holds her coffee cup. Abby picks up her phone and types.
Yes, let's meet. Let's meet.
Nick is sleeping on the couch. He hears the message alert and picks up the phone off his chest.
Yes. Yes.
He adjusts himself on the couch and types on his phone.
How's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yes. Abby ruffles her hair.
Tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is.
Abby types, cringes, and sends the message. Text, tomorrow it is. Sign, Everson Valley Farms.
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tonight, for 7 o'clock, for two people. Name is Nick Everson. All right, thank you. See you then.
He hangs up the phone, thinks for a few seconds, and texts.
How's 7 p.m.? Just off Cook Street. Little restaurant called Luigi's.
Aw, I love that place.
Text, I'll be the one wearing little white gloves. We float by the Boston skyline at night. Abby looks in a compact mirror and applies blush. She closes the compact and gets ready. Nick sits in a dark office at work. He picks up a folded piece of paper. Abby wears a white dress and walks through the halls of the office building and into her office. Nick walks out of his office, forgets something, and walks back in. He picks up a bouquet of flowers. Abby puts on her white gloves and walks by Nick's office. Nick puts on his jacket, picks up the flowers, and stands outside his office.
Nick? Hey, before we go on your big date, I need Abby's
assistant
companies. I have to
call.
Yeah.
Nick sees Abby's white glove.
Nick?
One second.
Nicholas?
He walks over to the door to watch her leave.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Nick, it's Abby. Listen, I just want to make sure you had that list of the companies to call. It needs to be done tonight. Can you just give it to Sophie and she'll do it?
Yeah, I'm giving it to her right now.
Nick reaches in his jacket, grabs the list, and looks at it. He stares at the list. We zoom into Nick's face.
Abby.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yes, it's me.
It's you.
Yes, it's me, Abby.
The handwriting. It's the same as the letter.
I don't know what's going on, Nick, but I gotta go. Bye.
She hangs up.
Hello? Abby.
Nick? What is going on?
Why does Abby have stationery with the initials ML in it?
Her full name is Mary Abigail Lawrence.
Abby is ML Beantown.
What?
He turns and struggles with his words.
Abby's ML Beantown. She's the one that I've been emailing. She's going to meet me at the restaurant right now. She knows me as Real Traveler 175. It's too early. It's going to ruin everything. This can't happen.
Nick, it's okay. Just calm down.
A clock reads 10 till 7. Abby arrives outside the restaurant.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is what I do know. I have never seen you this happy before. So whatever it takes to keep this woman, do it.
So I need a minute to process this right now.
Abby types on her phone.
Yeah, you don't have a minute.
Nick frowns and looks at his phone.
Dear ML Beantown, something's come up tonight and I can't meet you. My sincerest apologies.
Abby stands alone outside.
I believe that there are more layers to people than we ever imagined.
Nick sits and rereads Abby's letter.
This is really Abby. Oh, I can't believe I just left you standing there.
He closes his eyes and puts his hand on his forehead, shakes his head. Time lapse, the sun rises in the Boston Harbor. Abby sits in her office and types on her laptop.
Blocked.
She blocks Real Traveler 175. Nick walks by her office sipping coffee. He stops and watches her, then walks into his office.
ML Beantown, I feel so terrible about last night. And more than anything, I want to apologize and explain.
A warning reads, message undeliverable.
She blocked me.
Nick stares and frowns. He knocks on her glass office door. Abby looks up and nods.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, I brought you a little coffee, donut with some sprinkles on it.
That's thoughtful.
Yeah, well, you've been holed up in here all morning. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. Are you okay? You all right?
Yeah, fine, thank you. You should know George Wilmore passed on the meeting. I couldn't really get past the front office. I don't know why I let myself get distracted with it. I'm sorry. You know, you put yourself out there and you get your hopes up and then just get disappointed. So, this is what we're going to do. Smith's Oatmeal. It's a small company, tiny actually, but it fits with our brand and we can sweep in and just scoop them right up.
What happened to going big? Wowing.
We don't have time, and I don't want to try for something bigger and then end up with nothing.
She takes her glasses off and rubs between her eyes.
Are you giving up?
This may not be big enough to wow your father or warrant a promotion, but it is an addition to the portfolio. It's something. And that's better than nothing.
She puts her glasses back on and looks at her laptop.
Okay.
He glances at her one more time before he leaves her office and leaves the door open. Abby sighs, stands up, and walks over to the door to close it. She closes the door and watches Nick walk back to his office.
Okay.
He sits down and starts typing on his laptop. He types George Wilmore into a search engine and reads an article about him, fishing with the best.
Owner of Wilmore Estates, George Wilmore, shares his five favorite fishing spots. His favorite being in his own backyard at his cidery and inn.
Nick stares at the article with his mouth slightly open. He leans back. Abby sits at a bar and eats. Nick walks up behind her.
I need you to go home. Start prepping.
For what?
I'm picking up early tomorrow morning, and we're heading to Wilmore Estates. Bring an overnight bag, just in case.
Told you George Wilmore doesn't want to sell. It's impossible.
Oh, it's not that impossible. I put my feelers out there, spoke to a few friends, and I was put in touch with somebody who works for him. Her name is Deirdre.
Deirdre who?
I'll have a whole bio written up for you tomorrow. You can read it in the car. The whole point is we're meeting her at 10, and then we're meeting him.
I can't believe you got a meeting. I couldn't even get in the door. You know what? Honestly, it doesn't matter because if Wilmore's gonna say no, this is probably a huge waste of time.
Okay, look. I know we don't know each other too well, and hopefully I'm not crossing a line here, but you were all dressed up yesterday, and today you're upset. Did you have a bad date?
Unbelievable. You guys are all the same. You know, you see a woman upset, and you automatically assume it's about a guy. You know, it's not always about you.
It's not about a guy?
It is this time, but it's just annoying that you would assume that.
Well, you should forget that guy. Look, we have an opportunity to meet George Wilmore. The Abby Lawrence that I know would not walk away from that. And read all the files, okay? Because if we're going to work together, I need you to be fully prepared and up to speed.
She laughs as he walks away.
Yeah, suddenly he's leading the charge and he's taking initiative. He actually got us this meeting.
Sounds like he has a lot more going for him than you first thought.
Yeah, I don't know. If my experience with a real traveler is of any indication, I'm not a great judge of character.
You don't know for sure. Something could have happened. But you'll never know because you blocked him. Is this fancy cheese or just mold?
She takes a bite.
Mmm.
Abby gets in bed and pulls up the covers. She lies on her back with her arms crossed over her chest. She closes her eyes and frowns. She looks at the closed laptop on a side table and looks into space. She reaches over and picks up the laptop from the nightstand. Opens it. She unblocks Real Traveler 175.
Real Traveler, I was hurt when you didn't show up for our date. My first instinct was to block you.
Nick sits by a fire and sees the new message on his phone. He reads it and smiles.
Well, I look forward to telling you everything in person.
For now, please know that I feel awful to have hurt you. It's not that I didn't want to see you. It's just, I'm still working it out.
Time lapse. The sky lightens over the city. Nick walks down a sidewalk and looks at his phone. Aunt Frances wears a housecoat and jogs to answer the door.
Good morning.
Hi. I just asked.
No. You're in the right place, Nick. Come on. Come right in.
Hi, Aunt Frances. What are you doing here?
You gave me a key last Christmas.
Did you sleep over? The key was for emergencies.
This is an emergency. I needed to check out the guy that's taking my niece on a road trip.
Well, I'm the guy. Hi, I'm Nick Everson. Oh, no, please, I'm a hugger. Aunt Frances, I have heard wonderful things.
Oh, thank you. I like him.
Why? I mapped out our trip on this travel app.
Oh, we're actually going to make a stop on the way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I have already arranged, so we're going to meet Deirdre at an hour later. I got it all worked out.
Abby stares at Aunt Frances and walks out the door. She waves to Nick as he smiles.
Bye-bye.
A sign on a window reads Diner. Abby and Nick sit at a table with a plaid tablecloth. Nick smiles while Abby arranges condiments.
You're having a really difficult time with this stop, aren't you?
No, I'm fine. I like diners. It's all fine.
Nick nods slowly and Abby looks outside.
I mean, I do like to know what's going on. I'm not sure why you didn't just tell me that we have stuff. I could have planned that, but it's fine. You never told me who this Deirdre.
She leans forward and stares at Nick.
Doesn't matter. Who is she?
Trust me.
Trust me. You just said that. You said that a second ago when you ordered for me. You ordered a number 2 on the menu, which I don't even know what
the best
that
thing
is.
On the menu.
But I don't know what it is.
No, it doesn't matter.
How are you just
going to
steamroll over
just
me when you don't even know what I like?
A huge stack of pancakes is served.
Pancakes! Thank you. Oh, these look good. Maybe this wasn't such a bad idea after all. Oh, that's beautiful. Look how good that looks.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, man. You know, I really do love to get out of the city sometimes.
She pours a generous serving of syrup and digs in. She closes her eyes and puts both hands in the air.
Can I tell you I have a thing for pancakes?
Nick smiles and chews. The two pull up to a sign that reads Wilmore Estates.
Here are the keys to your rooms. Let me know if there's anything else we can help with.
Thank you so much, Deirdre. I really appreciate it.
Abby looks at her name tag.
Oh, it's beautiful here.
Is that the... That's not the Deirdre that... That's not our contact that we're meeting, right?
Yeah. She works for Wilmore, and we just met her. Here's your room key.
What about Wilmore?
He opens his mouth to speak.
There is no meeting with Wilmore, is there?
I promise you, we are meeting Wilmore. He just... doesn't know it yet.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't get a meeting that fast. How could you just drag me all the way out here?
You told me yourself you're not spontaneous. If I would have told you that we were driving up here and just winging it, there's no way you would have gotten in the car. Just have a little faith, all right? Think of it as an adventure. Here. You're gonna need those.
What is this?
Meet me in the lobby in 20 minutes, okay?
What is this?
She holds the heavy bag and closes her eyes.
Okay.
Abby walks down the stairs wearing full body waders. She carries a straw hat. Nick is waiting for her. They smile at each other, and she does a little dance using her hat.
I hope there's a good reason for this.
Well, if you're going to meet someone, it helps to know where they're going to be.
Nick hands the fishing with the best article to Abby.
Yeah, you coming?
A wide, shallow river flows by.
Oh, this is beautiful out here.
Nick and Abby hike through the woods.
This could be it.
This is the third spot we've tried.
Yeah, well, the article said he goes fishing on his property, not where on his property.
Well, this is business. That's why I told you we had a plan.
Nick walks closer to the river, then stops.
What?
There he is.
Wilmore is standing in shallow water.
Here's the plan. We have no plan.
Nick walks behind Wilmore and Abby follows him. Abby hunches over and tiptoes behind Wilmore. Nick stops about 20 feet upstream.
Oh, hey! Didn't realize somebody else was here.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm Nick.
Hey.
And this is Abby.
Hi!
Wilmore watches them and smiles.
And she lost the coin toss.
That's right. Okay, but as soon as you catch your fish, I want us to go out to the orchards, right? We're going to go check it out.
Deal.
We're going to go to tasting. I want to see all that.
Yes!
Yeah, deal. Deal?
Deal.
Deal.
So, you're going to keep your elbow high. Don't break your wrist.
Okay. That's all.
Not a lot of movement in your wrist. Hope we're not distracting you too much.
No, it's fine. I'm enjoying watching the two of you, actually.
We'll go pull it out. Pull that line out. Yeah?
Okay.
Like flicking paint on a wall.
This is so easy.
All right, yeah. It's pretty good. It's not easy.
Yeah, you know, he's right. It does take a lot of practice.
Oh, wait,
hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my
you
God.
Have something. You have something. Off your reel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a big one, too.
Wow.
Reel it in.
They met the fish.
Look at that.
Look at the size of
it.
It's a big one, too.
Talk about beginner's luck.
I never seen anything like it.
We'll set this guy free.
He lets the huge trout go.
We caught a fish.
You caught your fish.
Okay, let's go.
Well, you caught your fish. I should catch a fish too, right?
The deal was we catch a fish
on,
and then I want to go taste the cidery.
Please, you're scaring all the fish. Just go to the cidery. Please.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
What?
Wait,
I'm George Wilmer. If you promise to go to the cidery, I'll take you both on a personal tour. If you just go and let me fish for an hour of peace and quiet.
Okay.
Absolutely, of course.
Gee, thank you so much.
I'll see you in an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Be some quiet.
Yeah. We're not even here.
Yeah.
Gold light on a rural landscape.
After the harvest, we ferment from anywhere from 4 weeks to several months, depending on the type of cider. We keep temperature at a constant, that's critical. And if you come this way, I can show you another little secret. So we have two regular ciders and five of the hard ciders, but we're always changing things up. I look at cider making the way winemakers approach wine. Here's a few of our newer, harder ciders if you care for a taste.
Yes, absolutely, thank you.
Abby takes a sip.
Is that pineapple I'm tasting?
Mm-hmm. No? Oh, no, I believe that's orange, right?
Very perceptive.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to show us around the property. Oh. Actually, Mr. Wilmore, we have something we would like to talk with you about.
The two of you just enjoy your time here. We're having the cidery's 30th anniversary party tonight at the main house. Our friends and employees will all be there. Let's talk then.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great.
But first, let me show you the orchard itself. Right this way.
They drive through the orchard in a Jeep and stop next to the trees. They all get out of the car and stand to look at the trees filled with apples.
This is it.
Wow. This is amazing. Reminds me a lot of my grandparents' farm. That was my favorite place in the world.
You've built something really special here, Mr. Wilmore.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I have. And now I got some business to deal with, but you two enjoy the orchard.
Oh, we will.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure. I'll see you two at the party later tonight, all right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Abby smiles and walks down the road. Nick follows her.
You know, we're only an hour from the city. Families are coming here, bringing their kids, going apple picking, going for hay rides. We can expand on the fishing.
We could build cabins for extended stays and make this a wedding destination. The possibilities are endless.
No, Abby, I mean, you're right. This place is special.
They sit at a table.
I need the land evaluation. Thank you. Looks like we're pretty well all set. Now we just gotta convince them.
I have been watching you here. And you seem different. This place really brings something out in you.
I think I'm a little more relaxed. Reminds me of a time when Everson Valley Farms was just a farm, not a corporation.
Well, you keep surprising me. You know, the other night, when I was upset, I had a date and this guy that I thought I had a great connection with just really let me down. And then you, somebody who I didn't really trust, are coming through all of a sudden.
Nick puts a sheet in a binder.
You always do that.
What?
Arrange things.
I do? Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do. And if you don't want to do something or you don't want to go somewhere, you have the funniest quirk, yeah, you go.
He frowns and points.
Right there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She points at her frown and Nick smiles.
Well, we should probably get ready for the party.
Yeah. Hey, that guy that let you down.
Yeah.
You gonna talk to him again?
I don't know. I thought we had a really great connection, but I don't know.
Maybe it's time to give somebody else a chance. I think we should go.
Abby looks to the side and then up. The sunset is gold magenta and purple on the horizon. A group of people mingles. Abby walks down the stairs. Nick is standing downstairs, waiting for her. Abby walks over to Nick and stops.
Look, absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
They smile and she takes his arm.
Excuse me, everyone. If I could have your attention, please. If you could all just come in a little closer, please. I just want to say a few words.
Mr. Wilmore stands on stage.
Wow. 30 years.
It's gone by in a flash. But I loved every one of those years because I had my lovely wife, Nancy, by my side. Nancy and I met when I was in the Army and she got assigned to be my pen pal. We wrote back and forth for months on end, and before I knew it, I had fallen in love with someone I'd never met. And just my luck, she was beautiful, too. And tonight, I'd like all of you to know that you are our family and you make our estate feel like a home. So I'd like to make a toast to my home, to the Wilmore Estates, and to everyone that makes it special.
Mr. Wilmore takes a drink of cider and steps down from the stage. Abby and Nick face each other.
I've climbed the Eiffel Tower.
Do you want to dance?
What?
Shot. Your chance.
Yeah.
Couples slow dance. Abby walks toward Mr. Wilmore.
Ah. Mr. Wilmore.
Abby, so glad you could make it. You, would you care to dance?
I would love to.
All right.
They walk to the dance floor.
It's a great party. You and your wife are such a lovely couple.
Oh, thank you. I think you and Nick make a pretty nice couple yourselves.
Oh, we're not together.
That's funny. That's not what I saw.
About us, I wanted to be honest with you about why we're here.
Oh, I know why you're here. I may have my secretary refuse calls from all acquisition people, but I still take a look and see who's called.
So you knew who we are, and you still showed us around.
Well, you did catch that big fish. And the truth is, I've always promised my wife I'd sell a place one day and travel the world. I just keep putting it off. Maybe the two of you showing up here on the 30th anniversary is a sign. Now, don't get your hopes up, but I'll hear you out.
Okay.
He twirls her.
Send any paperwork up to the house tonight. I'll look it over, all right?
Yes, I'll send it right away.
Great. I'll see you both tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. sharp in my office.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Abby gasps and clasps her hands. She looks over at Nick and walks toward him. He hands her a drink and they dance.
Well, I've been to Rome and Venice, New York.
They laugh and hold their drinks up.
He had us pegged for the entire time.
I know, I can't believe it, but he still wants to meet with us. Thank you. This is turning out to be a really good adventure.
Well, thank you for being willing to take the risk.
She smiles and nods. They stand close and stare into each other's eyes.
I should get back to my room.
Abby smiles and nods. He walks forward and kisses her on the cheek. He slowly moves backward, smiles, and walks.
We have a really big day tomorrow.
Abby stands next to a stone column wrapped in lights and watches him leave. She takes a big, deep breath and walks in the opposite direction. She sends Nick a message. Nick takes his phone out and reads the text, "Good night." He types a reply. Text, "Sweet dreams." Abby looks at her phone and smiles, does a little dance, and falls back on her bed. From above, the orchards are bathed in gold morning light. Abby brushes her teeth. She walks over to the bed to answer her phone.
Hi!
Hello.
Hey, did you by chance tell me the meeting was an hour earlier?
So I wouldn't be late?
No.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Oh! Nick trips while trying to put on his pants and falls forward. Abby leaves her room and shuts the door while holding two cups of coffee. She quickly walks down the hall and hands Nick a cup.
Oh, you're the best.
Okay, I break down the numbers, wow him with the offer.
I represent the family, give him the big grand pitch, wow him with what he's going to be handing his legacy off to.
We got this.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oktoberfest cider, Christmas cider.
Honey Valentine's Day cider.
I like that. St. Patrick's Day cider.
St. Patrick's
What's
Day.
What's the one you said?
Easter Bunny.
The bunny cider. Yeah.
We can build the Wilmore brand, both locally and nationally.
In short, Mr. Wilmore, we see everything that you've built here, and we love all of it.
Well, my wife and I have been going over this offer all morning. It's very impressive. And I want you to know that we gave it serious consideration. But the answer is going to be no.
Abby looks at Nick.
Mr. Wilmore, I understand you may have hesitations. You said you were willing to sell, and this offer is unbeatable.
It's an incredible offer.
Yes, it is. And maybe who I end up selling to won't be able to offer me anything close to this. But I realize that the idea of letting everything I built just get swallowed up into a big corporation makes me uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I like you both very much, but the answer is no.
He closes the binder. Abby stands and frowns.
I knew it was a long shot, but I really thought we were going to pull it off.
Nick paces and puts his head in his hand, rubs his face.
I don't regret that we tried.
Yeah, me neither. I guess we go back to the office now, head back to corporate and leave this place.
You don't belong in corporate. You belong in a place like this.
They stand and look at each other.
Your dad never said you had to work at corporate. He just wanted you to be a part of what he built for his family.
Nick stares, looks back at Abby, put his hands on her shoulders.
You are a genius.
Come on.
Come in.
Mr. Wilmore, could we bother you for one more moment of your time?
All right.
Mr. Wilmore, ever since I got here, this place, it felt special to me. It felt like home. Hmm. What if it was purchased by Everson Valley Farms, but run by me, Nick Everson, learning every detail of the place from you?
Well, that would make selling to a big corporation feel different. I want to talk to my wife.
Hey, sweetheart, can you come in here for a moment?
Talk about cutting it close to the wire.
I can't wait to tell your father.
It's gonna take him a minute to digest. With me running the place apart.
I think he's gonna love it. Oh. We've got so many kids ironed out. We've gotta get attorneys involved. I'm so impressed with us. Well done, we did it.
No, you did it. This is exactly what I wanted.
They stand close and look at each other. He puts a hand on her cheek. They move closer together, the closes their eyes.
I need to tell you something.
Hmm? Nick looks down and Abby smirks. He holds up her letter from the bottle. She frowns and looks at it.
Why do you have my letter?
I found it. Fishing in Maine. I had no idea that this was you.
You're a real traveler? That's not possible.
By the time that I knew it was you, it was too late. You'd already gone to meet me at the restaurant.
Why didn't you show up?
Because it was too early. We still had to work together.
So you just thought you'd hold on to this and then bring me on this trip? This whole trip, the whole time, you knew to get me pancakes because you knew I love pancakes. You knew how to look at me and tell me I was beautiful the way that I wanted.
You are beautiful. I meant everything I said. It took me a while to connect the person that I knew from the letter to the person I knew from work.
Right. Right, the stubborn know-it-all who just made you dread going into work every day. I'm glad that I could help you find yourself. This is mine. I'm gonna find my own way home.
Abby.
She walks away and leaves Nick standing there. He watches her go and frowns. Boston Harbor from above. Abby sits at a table with Elaine and sips wine.
I still can't believe Nick was Real Traveler 175.
Yeah.
And sitting right across the hall.
I know. And he had my letter the whole time. You know, there were times when we were emailing when I felt like, this is it. This guy gets me. And then there were times with Nick when I thought, something's really happening. And now I don't know what to trust or what to believe, and I don't feel like any of it was real.
Oh, of course it was real.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever know that for sure. I really don't get him not telling me. And I feel like I got played.
Nick walks into the Everson Valley Farms office.
Hey,
Nick?
Mr. Everson walks up to his son.
I wanted to say I'm proud of you. Not only did you and Abby come through for me, you brought us a place that lets Everson Valley Farms get back to its roots. A place that reminds me of where it all started.
That part was all Abby, Dad. She saw the fit. She's been following what Wilmore's been doing for years.
You've really found a place for yourself here, too. I think the thing I'm most proud of is that you've always stayed true to yourself. Even when it put us at odds, that took guts. I'm happy to have you back in the business, son.
He rubs Nick's shoulder and they hug. Abby walks in to see them hugging.
Thanks, Dad.
She files the binder and walks back to her office. Nick and Mr. Wilmore walk by rows of wooden barrels.
So the secret to our viscosity of our ciders is that we triple strain. Each one of these barrels hold 59 gallons, and they're handcrafted, made in Hungary.
Summer 2014, try to do our best to...
He sees a message from Abby.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Abby goes through her mail.
Making pancakes. Comfort food.
She walks slowly into the kitchen.
What's the matter? What do you got there?
It's an invite to Kevin and Sophie's wedding.
I just don't think I can go. He's gonna be there. He's part of the wedding party.
She leans over, puts her head in her hands.
I want you to do something for me. Get your letter.
A message in a bottle?
Yes.
It's right here.
She takes the letter out of the drawer.
Read me the end of the letter. Tell me what it says.
I want something real. I have the depth to walk through real life struggle and come out the other side. I'm looking for someone like that too. Flawed, but open. Impossible to label and file away. I think we all deserve that, don't we? I'm willing to take the risk. Come find me.
She looks at the letter and then puts it down. Aunt Frances watches her.
That letter is you. Open, brave, still believing in love. Remember that. And you're going to the wedding. I am not allowing my niece to hide from life.
She kisses her on the cheek and walks out of the room. There are tears in Abby's eyes. She stands, frowns, and looks off to the left. The sun is low in the sky behind the marina. Abby walks with Elaine and sees Nick. She turns around.
Oh.
Okay, let's just go.
Elaine and Abby walk down the steps arm in arm. They both walk behind Nick without acknowledging him. Abby stands straight and looks ahead. They sit down at a table nearby. Nick looks over at them.
Don't look.
Abby nudges Elaine.
Do you, Kevin, take Sophie to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
And do you, Sophie, take Kevin to be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Abby claps quietly. She turns her head to look at Nick. The wedding guests dance under a shelter next to the water. Abby sips champagne.
You doing okay? It's just hard to be back here where it all started.
Yeah, well, you did it. You're here.
I think it's time that I exit gracefully now.
Excuse me, miss. This is for you.
A man has a silver platter with a note on it. Abby takes the note and reads it.
Look to your right and follow the candlelit path.
Abby looks to the right. There are two rows of candles in the middle of the bridge. She stares and looks back at Elaine.
Go. Yeah.
Abby hands her glass to Elaine. Abby walks down the middle of the bridge with rows of candles on either side of her. On the other side of the bridge is a tall glass bottle with a note in it sitting on a round table. Abby walks up to the table. She holds the bottle in both hands and purses her lips. She opens the top, turns the bottle over, and pulls out the rolled up note. She uncurls the note and reads it.
Dear Mary Abigail Lawrence,
I can't apologize enough. You see, the more I've thought about it, the more I realized just how vulnerable you were. The whole time, you were the one with your heart open, exposed in a letter. You were the one left standing, waiting. And throughout everything, my heart was always safe. So now it's my turn to make myself vulnerable, to put my heart out into the world. I love the Abby who shines at her job and expects the same from everyone else, who's never late. I love the Abby who takes such good care of her aunt, and the fact that pancakes can make you so happy. I even love that you are terrible at making pottery. I think you're beautiful, inside and out. I hate that I couldn't see right away that you and ML Beantown could be the same person. And I can't begin to tell you how much I miss that person. All I can do is stand here and tell you how much I love you and ask that you forgive me and hopefully that you love me as well. I've never been inspired to strive for something more or be willing to learn and grow.
He walks up to her.
I don't want to run anymore. I want something real. And I adopted a dog.
What?
She looks at a photo with Nick and the old Sheltie.
Archie, you got Archie. I can't believe it.
He touches her cheek.
Hey.
They look into each other's eyes.
You opened your heart. You sent that message in a bottle. And now you've opened mine too.
They kiss.
Oh, you know it's true.
The guests are cheering from the other side of the bridge. Nick and Abby smile and turn to see them. They kiss again.